When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Late Show. Folks, my next guests are the cast of the Emmy Award-winning show, Queer Eye.
Happy birthday!
It's your birthday!
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Come.
You look gorgeous.
We got you a cake and it has sloths on it.
Where would you normally be going right now?
I'd be going to work.
Yeah?
Not today, honey. Cookie.
You're hanging with five gay guys. It's the best thing you could do.
Yeah.
Please welcome Anthony Porosky, Bobby Burke, Jonathan Van Ness, and Tan France. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, man.
A lot of excitement in this building today. I wish I had as much fun doing anything as you guys look like you're having on every show that you're in.
We have a lot of fun in our
show.
Too
much fun, yeah. I think.
Yeah, a lot of the time we need to have somebody wrangle us to calm us down. We actually have a talent wrangler who makes sure we're all focusing on the one thing at once.
It's especially a hard job when he finds out that we were drinking coffee in your green room that we didn't realize was concentrate.
That so Grady's like, is concentrated. Ooh. You have to add water to it.
Didn't read that.
Yeah.
I think you lie a lot, though. I feel like we cry our fair share amount, too, though.
You too.
We cry.
They cry.
But you make it look fun.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Karamo could not be here tonight, but I want to let you know that I have actually met him.
Yes.
He was the first of any of you that I met, and he complimented me on my beard at the Emmys last fall, so he is my favorite.
You're all playing catch-up at this point. Actually, he's not here because you shaved it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not coming to see Steve.
No.
Still your favorite?
Yeah.
What?
Is he still your favorite?
What's his ranking
now?
Dead to me. Now. So, first of all, congratulations. You guys all just won a GLAAD award last week.
Thank you.
And so did Michelle Kwan, apparently, as well. Except Michelle Kwan's here in the middle. And now, Jonathan, you usually do grooming, but you branched out to fashion for Michelle. What happened here?
That is just like my most prideful moment of my whole life. Like, Michelle Kwan was our date. We won a GLAAD award. Like, what is my life?
See, we do have to cry.
But no, I mean, here's the thing. Yes.
Wow, you recovered from that really quickly just now.
Did I branch out into Tan's vertical that night?
Me.
I did not come for you. Don't you approve?
Sounds like you can. No, you did such a good job.
She looked incredible.
What happened here? What did you do?
Michelle,
for her?
After a long and storied figure skating career, you know she's the most decorated American figure skater of all time. She thought she was done with sequins. And I was like, or have you just begun? And the choice was the latter. Who knew?
So you gave her. So did you? You dressed her in this,
right? It's his shirt. His shirt.
And
his
she shirt. Wore
it's
a dress.
Yes. It's a shirt
now,
on him. A dress.
Technically,
on her.
If this is high school, you guys would be going steady right now.
Your so lips funny. To God's ears, honey. Except for like I am extremely homosexual, so I feel like we would both feel very.
Tan, you're cool now. Were you ever? I've been told you're cool. You are cool. Look at the hair.
Thanks.
Now, could you? I wish I had that loft. Was that natural or is that enhanced?
It's natural, completely natural.
Can I touch it?
You may.
Well, that's surprisingly
no,
soft,
actually.
Go on, touch it.
It's like a Yorkie.
Oh, my God.
You're the only person I've ever let do that.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't.
That is fantastic.
Because he let you fully touch
I've never
it.
I've
that's
never
like my fingers were running through a field of wheat.
Yeah, isn't that? I know. But like the prettiest wheat you've ever seen.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you want to try?
It was solid.
Yeah, I do.
When we started doing Queer Eye, and now it's.
You've got a good head of hair.
Thank you very much.
For a man my age. No, you've got a very good head of hair.
Now let's talk about your Instagrams right here. Look at the. Okay, look at some of these gram shots right there.
Uh-oh.
That is. They're sexy.
Uh-oh.
Bobby legs. Me, oh my.
These are fantastic shots. Many have commented, and I need you to explain this to me. Many have described these as thirst trap.
Oh.
First of all, what does that mean?
Oh, don't act like you don't know. I've seen your Instagram.
What's a thirst trap?
People are thirsty for content. And so you have to provide them a drink of water.
I feel like it's like thirst-inducing. Like it's a photo that you see that makes your mouth dry up, and you feel like you need a glass of water.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know this whole time.
I'm often wrong about things.
No, he's lying. That is not
Wait,
what it
actually,
is.
Actually, can we Tanny, just, what
that, is it means you're thirsty for attention.
Wait, Bobby, can we just really, because I think we get a lot of, you know, do you have beautiful caramelized skin? Absolutely, look at it. Do you get a lot of credit for your thirst trapping? Of course. Do I get credit for my like subtle angles? Of course. But Bobby, honey, this is an unspoken, look at this, honey. She's giving angles, he's giving legs, he's giving box, he's giving, there's a demure quality to this picture that
it's
I need
art.
More of from your Insta.
It's
I mean,
art.
Wow.
It's art.
All right,
honey.
I need you to pass judgment. Okay, ready? Here we go.
See.
Am I working it? Am I working it?
Yeah.
I am suddenly so thirsty.
Look at those calves. I thought I'd seen you at SoulCycle.
There you go.
What brought this moment on? Did you just need that extra bit of a validation? Because that's what a thirst pick is.
This was for InStyle magazine.
And
I said, we have to make it sexy, but I have to stay in a suit.
And I know how.
So they cut off the arms and legs of the suit. And I worked it.
Where I come from in the Midwest, that's just a normal suit.
Where in the Midwest are you from?
Missouri.
Okay, there you go. Show me.
The
show
accent.
Me state.
Exactly.
We have to take a break. Please make yourself comfortable because we'll be right back with more of the cast of Queer Eye. Stick around.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
We're back here with the lovely gentleman. The cast of Queer Eye. Fellas, let me ask you this. You call the people you help the heroes.
Yes.
Why do you call them the heroes?
Well, they're people who've accomplished a lot in their lives and we're kind of just there to help them on this next leg. They're already, I don't know, there's something aspirational, I think, about all of them.
It takes a hero to be able to get out there and put yourself on display for the world and allow yourself to be open enough that we can come in and help you.
Sure, it takes vulnerability and humility.
Yeah. Which that is really heroic, I think.
Yeah.
To share yourself and be vulnerable, I think, is really heroic.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely.
Now, you're all skilled in your fields. You don't have enough time to fix all of our lives. But let me just ask you some rapid-fire questions here and get you to weigh in our segment, Fabri-Drab. Okay? Lightning round. Ready? Quick answers. Ready? Fab or drab fanny packs?
Fab.
Holy fab.
Really?
Yes.
Texts only in lowercase.
Fab.
Fine. Drab.
Speaking in abbreviations.
Fab.
No. Fab.
Drab.
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 No. Fab.
Very fab.
Chocolate hummus.
No. Oh.
Drab. 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 No. Makes me uncomfortable.
Splitting the check on a first date.
Ew.
Drab.
If you want to make sure you never have a second date with me and certainly never see me topless, honey, then you need to split that check. Never going to happen again, honey.
No, 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 no.
Okay. How are we supposed to build a life together? You can't even buy dinner.
Cat cafes.
Yes.
Fab.
Fab.
If the cats are being treated very well, it is so fab.
There were cute ones in Tokyo.
Yeah. Email thank you notes.
Ew.
No.
Drab.
Sometimes it's the only way to do it.
I think it's very environmentally friendly.
Much extra.
All right.
The present was enough, wasn't it? Do we have to go back and forth with all these niceties? Are we busy?
Fake plants.
No.
Drab. Never.
Can't do it.
Fab.
If they are done right, and if you don't have enough sunlight, fab.
Yeah, for me, fab.
There are low-light plants that exist, and they need love, too.
But not fiddle figs.
Talking to your seatmate on a flight.
Drab. So drab. Stop, please.
No,
America.
As long as you're using an inside voice. Inside voice, if you're using this voice.
America, please, I'm begging you, stop. Like, just, no. Not to a stranger.
Oh, if you don't know them. Yeah, no, drab.
Sharing your Netflix password with your ex.
What?
Sharing your Netflix password with your ex.
It's going to be over soon, honey. You better not do it. It's going to be over soon, honey. Don't do it. Share at your own risk.
It's so inexpensive. Just pay for it.
Well, actually, I think with Netflix, they like you. I think there's, like, more of, like, a sharing.
They're okay with it now. They're okay with it
But if it's some other one, honey, and you only got, like, four to give out.
Well, I can't say it any better than that.
You know?
Well, season 3 of Queer Eye is on Netflix. Anthony, Bobby, Jonathan, and Tan, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions, and you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements wherever you get your podcasts.